Victoria is now isolated from all its neighbours as authorities struggle to contain the spread of coronavirus in various hotspot suburbs. Cases are still on the rise in the state and there have been two deaths today. New South Wales will shut its border with Victoria at midnight tomorrow, the first time it's locked anyone out during the pandemic, the first time that border's been shut in a century. Police are now racing to organise a border pass system to allow some leeway for those who have to travel. Isabel Rowe reports.
The New South Wales Premier has fought to keep her state's southern border open during the pandemic, but today she declared the risk too great.
This is unprecedented in Australia. That's why the decision of the New South Wales government is unprecedented. We've not seen anything like this.
Anyone from Greater Melbourne will be stopped from crossing the border from tonight, while the border will be closed to all Victorians from midnight tomorrow. Gladys Berejiklian says it was a joint decision between her, the Prime Minister, and Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, who says it will allow him to focus health resources on the hotspot suburbs.
What it means, for instance, is many staff who are currently being deployed to take temperatures, to do all sorts of coordination work, whether it be at our airports or at train stations, for instance, will no longer have to do that work and can potentially be redeployed into other arguably much more important roles.
For New South Wales residents who are planning to travel to Victoria in the next couple of days, the advice is don't, or you won't be able to get back. For those who must go, Gladys Berejiklian says special permits are being worked out now.
And I want to say again, I appreciate the stress it might cause our border communities. We'll be working with police and Service New South Wales to make sure all of their citizens have the opportunity to conduct their regular business in a safe way.
But the decision is already causing panic in towns near the border. The independent member for Mildura, Ali Cupper, says her phone's been ringing off the hook with people in the far northwest of Victoria wanting to know about border crossing permits.
If it's been considered for some time, surely there could have been some further detail for us on the permit system.
In inner Melbourne, an urgent testing regime is underway at 9 public housing towers, where 3,000 residents have been locked inside since Saturday night. Tensions are high. Police say one man tried to leave an apartment block earlier this afternoon and allegedly bit a police officer when he was stopped. Migration agent Entisa Hamid lives in one of the towers in Flemington.
All the buildings are 20 stories, and there are only 2 elevators. And yeah, there's one laundry per floor. And you're allowed to go to the laundry and you're allowed to go downstairs to pick up the parcels. So there's a lot of mingling happening.
The first official information she received was today when police knocked at her apartment door and handed her a 4-page detention notice, which warns the initial 5-day lockdown may last 2 weeks. Entisa Hamid takes offence at the way authorities have handled the situation.
The heavy policing was totally uncalled for. And the thing is, Daniel Andrews and the Victorian government, they have a duty of care to uphold, and they failed miserably. And I think that's why so many people are frustrated and angry. We're highly educated. You cannot insult our intelligence. You know, we're extremely aware, and we have been aware of the COVID crisis. We've been following the rules since day one.
Are there people who found themselves, you know, at home and they hadn't done the shopping for a week, for example?
Absolutely.
And they might have nothing?
Yes, exactly. We have the elders who need their medications. We have mothers who have newborns who need baby formulas. If there was some sort of warning, just anything, even a couple of hours before, we could have handled that.
Premier Daniel Andrews says he knows the strict rules aren't pleasant, but as soon as the 3,000 residents are tested, authorities can determine the extent of the lockdown. Of the 127 new cases of coronavirus announced in Victoria today, 16 are in the public housing towers. That makes 53 confirmed cases now across the 9 buildings. Melbourne-based GP Dr. Vyom Sharma has been doing telehealth sessions for some of the residents and says that number will surely grow.
For me, the priority is to prevent the virus spreading within the towers, where we already have people with many comorbidities and of the higher age bracket who we know have a much higher fatality rate. To me as a doctor, the job is, well, how do we prevent these people from getting sick in these towers that are completely locked off? Mm. So I am concerned, but I hope the authorities are working very hard to protect these people.
Victorians are now effectively banned from entering any other state or territory, except the NT, where those arriving from a hotspot suburb would have to quarantine for 2 weeks. In Western Australia, Premier Mark McGowan wants to strengthen his international borders and has requested a cap on the number of international arrivals landing in WA.
If arrivals increase, our resources will start to be spread thinly. That's why the state government has now formally requested the federal government to put a cap on international arrivals into Perth Airport. I've asked the Prime Minister to agree on a cap for Western Australia, something in the vicinity of one flight per 3 days.
The West Australian Premier Mark McGowan, Isabel Rowe with that report.